While state budget was recently signed into law, debate continues over MBTA service cuts. And joining us this morning to discuss this and other issues is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
So as I mentioned, the governor recently signed the state budget, $45.9 billion. What are your overall thoughts?
Well, it's a great budget. We had expected some significant revenue shortfalls, and between our fiscal priorities in the past of saving money for a rainy day and having the rainy day fund, getting a little bit of CARES Act help from the federal government, and prioritizing our education spending to level fund education across the state at fiscal 20-year levels. I'm very proud of the budget, and it's actually going a lot better than expected. So I'm actually very, very proud of the budget we put together, and I'm happy the governor is moving forward with it.
Now, also, we're looking to see vaccine distribution for COVID begin. What role is the state legislature going to play in this process, if any?
Well, the state legislature has always been trying to make sure that as many people are taken care of at the best quality level that we can. So from the beginning of this pandemic, purchasing PPE, making sure that we had adequate tests, and it's going to be the same with vaccination. So coming up with a plan as to who the folks are that need the vaccine first, the folks that are prioritized, and any sort of rollout that's necessary, getting the National Guard involved, EMTs, nurses, and getting that vaccine out as quickly as possible and having the funding necessary to do so has been our priority from the beginning, and it will continue to be our priority as we try to get the vaccine out to the folks that need it.
Now, the MBTA Fiscal Management Control Board set to meet today at noon to discuss potential service cuts. And a lot of South Shore leaders have been expressing a great deal of concern regarding these potential cuts.
Yes, we've been working very closely together as a delegation on the South Shore to encourage the MBTA to really uphold service, specifically the ferry. Once the ferry is lost completely, it's going to be very, very difficult to get that back. We understand that revenue and fare collection was down. And we understand during COVID and these difficult times that decisions need to be made, but they need to be strategic decisions. And some of the proposed cuts from the MBTA are going to really stifle the South Shore's economic recovery after COVID. And a lot of the legislators, both state reps and senators, Republicans and Democrats, have been very outspoken on substance as to why this public transportation is critical for economic development, is critical for the increasing threat that we face from climate change, and we're really hoping that the MBTA takes our feedback and comes back with some positive changes.
All right, well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Dan, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.